were talking about helping farmers return to work following a devastating accident on the farm. It is the morning show. I'm Kate Archer Kent. For over 30 years, Agra Ability of Wisconsin has been working to help farmers with disabilities and their families, and they cite that over 4,000 injuries occur on Wisconsin farms each year, many resulting in permanent disabilities. Join in on farm-related injuries, questions about getting support, 800-642-1234. Jeff Crotawill is Program Director of Easter Seals Wisconsin Farm Program. Jeff, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good morning. So Agra Ability has helped thousands of farmers and farm families who've needed assistance to continue working. What is the range of this help that people can receive through the program?
Sure. Agra Ability of Wisconsin is a partnership between the Easter Seals Farm Program, where I work, as well as with UW Extension, who helps complete our outreach activities. Our main priorities on the AgriAbility project are to provide assistive technology resources. So we're talking to farmers who have had an accident, or maybe they have a medical condition that limits their ability to farm. And then we talk about ways that, what can we do to change those activities that they're having a hard time doing, meaning maybe some adaptations to help them get on the tractor so they can plant their crops, adaptations to milk their cows easier or feed their beef animals. And then we talk about resources to help fund those changes that we need to do.
I was just going to jump in here and ask you, before we get into those resources, can you kind of explain what the two partners bring to the program, what the Division of Extension UW-Madison brings, what Easter Seals Wisconsin brings to Agra Ability?
Sure. Easter Seals Wisconsin Farm Program is responsible for the direct client services. So we're the agency that would actually visit the farm or the farmer that's having the limitations and provide an assessment to the things that they would need in order to farm easier. And then the UW Extension provides the outreach services. So they're the persons that you're going to see at the farm trade shows. They also have in several counties, or many of the counties, county extension agents who can help provide some further resources if we need it.
So quite a collaboration there. Does Agra Ability serve only farmers with permanent disabilities, or is it there to also help people who will recover from an injury?
We can be involved in a person who's had an accident and there's a disability at that time. Certainly permanent disability, someone who's had some short-term limitations, we're happy to meet with them and provide the type of resources or information that they need in order to farm.
I imagine each situation is different. Each case you work on is different. What are some things that do often come up, some injuries on the farm that you have worked on a lot over the years?
Yeah, that's a very good question and point. Every farm is different. Every farmer is different in terms of the accident or injury or limitation they have. We do see a lot of farmers who have simply some significant, or not simply, but significant arthritis, who have possibly been milking cows, for example, in a stanchion barn. So repetitive bending and squatting, and have some limitations then in their knees or hips. Is a large component of the farmers that we see in terms of disability type. Unfortunately, traumatic injuries, we do see things like if their hand or arm is entangled in a power takeoff or other pieces of moving equipment. And then we do see a lot of persons who have just simply medical conditions, so not related to the farm, but possibly they've had a stroke or things like that that limit their ability to get back to work or farm. So,
talking with Jeff Crotawill, who is Helping Farmers with Disabilities Program Director of Easter Seals Wisconsin Farm Program, you can join in the conversation, 800-642-1234. Jeff, you know, an accident on the farm may cause, as you mentioned, someone to lose an appendage, someone to become an amputee. And farmers with amputations have distinct prosthetic needs. Can you talk about that?
They do have distinct prosthetic needs. it's something that, you know, thankfully there's other agencies and places to help find the right fit for a prosthetic if needed. And, you know, we're certainly happy to make a referral to those places. A lot of times when we're meeting with persons, we're just letting them know that, hey, there are options out there. There are things that can be done to make changes on the farm so that they can farm, make it easier for them with whatever injury they had. You know, and that they can go through that process of healing to the point that they can when they're ready to return to work. You know, for example, taking advantage of prosthetic needs is one of them.
How are you seeing adaptive farm technology change over the generations?
That's a good question. I think I've seen that there just is simply a lot more things that are in place and available to farmers in terms of an adaptation. You think about like tractor steps, for example. In the 1980s, the tractor steps were all very high and small, and now as you know, now the tractors come out and the steps are more in an angled fashion. They're larger in size. They have a more of a handrail. So they're being manufactured with that in mind for just to make it simpler to access to the operator station. Mm-hmm. Is one change I can think of. You know, and again, there's just a lot of different adaptations that could be obtained both, you know, and also just, you know, they're commercially available. They're available for anyone to make it easier, but especially when they meet that need for a person who had a disability, that's when it becomes a assistive change or assistive technology change for them. So
if a farmer has an injury and asks you, you know, if they're slowing down or have barriers to be able to do that job, you know, a question arises, who will backfill for me? I need to keep farm operations running. I don't have a replacement. We need to keep the money coming in. What do you tell that farmer?
Yeah, that's a very difficult difficult situation if they're unable to work and need another worker to do the work. Unfortunately, I don't have a great answer all the time for that. We try to help them out with resources such as Wisconsin Farm Center, who may have some answers there in terms of available employees to do that stuff. Also trying to meet with a family, talk about available options, and just kind of work through that process with them of who may be able to step in while they're laid up, if that's the case. Also, you know, maybe it'd be a situation where they can do some short-term restructuring to reduce the labor needs. You know, until they can start to recuperate as well as get some accommodations in place.
Looking at AgriAbilities grant funding, 2019, you got a 3-year grant from the USDA. What results to this program are you seeing from that grant funding?
So the AgriAbility funding is I believe it's actually every 4 years that we have we reapply for that grant. Mm-hmm. We have currently about 400 farmers on our CASO that we're working with throughout Wisconsin. We've served farmers in just about every county or every county in Wisconsin to do a farm assessment, to provide information to them, to provide them the resources so they can continue to farm. We also received some funds through an SDA grant. That SDA grant helps us increase our focus with veteran farmers, as well as minority farmers, which is something we have a greater emphasis on here in the last few years, and trying to help provide resources to USDA to those farmers so they can continue to farm and take advantage of those resources that might be available to them.
Is there demand unmet? Is there demand you're not able to meet beyond that 400 caseload?
Certainly, we realize that Wisconsin's is a big state and a lot of territory to cover. We currently have 7 persons that comprise of our team. You know, we're looking to expand some staff to meet that need. Funding certainly an issue. We do a annual fundraising. Golf outing this year. It'll be August 12th in the Wausau area. It's our golf event. You know, with things like gas prices and things like that. It's certainly the budget to provide all the services is challenging for the monies that we do receive. So there is certainly a lot of farmers out there that could benefit from our service that currently aren't either reaching out to us or don't know about us.
Jeff Crottewell leads the Easter Seals Wisconsin Farm Program, helps farmers in returning to farming after a disabling accident or illness. Join in with your experiences, your questions about farm safety, support efforts after an accident, 800-642-1234. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. It is The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Glad you could join us. We are talking about the Easter Seals Wisconsin Farm Program, how it's helped thousands of Wisconsin farmers stay in agriculture after a debilitating farm accident. It's become a model for other programs around the country. Still time to talk. 800-642-1234. Jeff Crottewell heads up the Easter Seals Wisconsin Farm Program with us for about 9 more minutes. Jeff, when we hear Easter Seals, sometimes we don't have the connection, or I at least didn't have the connection, to farming. Easter Seals has that rich history of helping, you know, both children and adults with disabilities. Can you explain the challenges that are unique to helping farmers versus other segments of society with disabilities?
Yeah, sure. Easter Seals Wisconsin does, as you mentioned, have an excellent service related to serving children with disabilities at our camping program. And yes, our farm program within our Easter Seals Wisconsin department is a very unique program. And often persons don't make the connection that we do provide that service. And then also sometimes they get lost in the fact that agribility and making the connection that agribility includes Easter Seals Wisconsin and UW Extension. So that sometimes is our challenge. And farmers will, or persons will want to talk to agribility, not realizing that Easter Seals Wisconsin Farm Program is a portion of that. So sometimes just in terms of the partnership piece, people can get lost in.
Can you walk us through a typical application for assistance through agribility? What can someone expect? What can the farmer expect?
Yeah, the first thing is the application is really pretty straightforward to apply. The farmer, there is a, they can do a web application, which simply has name, address, phone number, best way to contact. And then talk a little bit of self-reported on their disability. It's very short. They could also make a phone call to our program and do an intake over the phone, which, again, takes a very short amount of time to do. Mm-hmm. Once they're enrolled in our program, they're assigned a caseworker or a case manager. That case manager can then do a more formalized intake with them, just talking about the type of farm that they have, the type of disability they have, the type of limitations that they're experiencing, and then try to understand the best way to proceed. Often the next step is with a farm site assessment, where myself or my colleague or one of my colleagues would visit the farm, meet face to face with a farmer, and do a tour of the farm, do an assessment to see the limitations that they have, and then just talk about options for them and best ways to proceed. There's no cost to the farmer to do that service, and we can visit the farm as many times as needed and provide other resources to other agencies as appropriate and as needed. It's confidential. It's one-on-one or as many persons as that farmer chooses to have involved in their case.
How important is it to go to the farm, see the situation, to understand what the farmer is talking about and where they're coming from?
Yeah, very, very important. As I mentioned earlier, every farm is different. So the way that they may do some of their activities would be different than the next farmer or or potentially different than other farmers. So it's important to see the situation. It's also important to see the level of impact of the disability to the point that it's limiting them, and then just talk about an appropriate option or best way to, again, proceed with that farmer. So important to see it, important to have them demonstrate it and just do a formal assessment.
Do you talk with family members or staffers on the farm?
The farmer is in control of that. So if they choose to have, if they have staff or employees, or if they have family members that they want to involve, certainly we can talk to them and just help have everyone on the same page in terms of go through options, have the farmer explain, or family members sometimes will jump in and talk about the level of clarify the level of trouble that it's been for that farmer or for the farm in general.
Jeff Crottewill with us talking about Helping Farmers with Disabilities, Program Director of Easter Seals Wisconsin Farm Program. You can join in with your experiences on the farm with worker safety, with an accident, what happened afterward, where you found support, 800-642-1234. Jeff, we were talking about the financial hit earlier, and farmers with disabilities, they can also seek funding from the Wisconsin Division of Vocational Rehabilitation to help pay for farm equipment or other assistance. What barriers do farmers face when trying to get at the financial assistance from the state?
Sure. That's something that we are working on improving. Prior to 2016, Division of Vocational Rehab typically served approximately 100 farms per year in financial support for the assistive technology needs that they had. As a result of some policy changes on their end in 2016, roughly, that was very, very limited in the number of farms that they were able to serve.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy to report in July of 21 that they did, again, revise that policy to help make that easier access for farmers. And I do believe that is trending in the right direction in terms of their support. And they have been, we've had some great conversations with them and continue to talk with them on a quarterly basis and ways to you know, just make sure that things move forward in the right direction. And again, I believe they are. We still have a long ways to go, but things are trending in the right direction in terms of their support. And we're very happy to have them as a partner in terms of supporting farmers.
How do you manage a case when a farmer thinks they need one thing, but your evaluation and your assessments say the farmer needs a different type of support? What do you do in that situation?
Yeah, that's a good question. Sometimes those are challenging conversations. Farmers do obviously know their farm very well, and sometimes do have a set thing in mind in terms of what they need to help. Often the answer is a little bit of both, meaning both what they think and, you know, what I'm maybe suggesting could both be right. It's just important that I try to point out to consider what my recommendation and how that would work for them. You know, in the end, it's their farm and they can do what they want. But just important to just try to point it out and just be kind of clear about how that accommodation will meet the need. You know, considering maybe the cost of the accommodation or things like that. So again, I guess the short answer is it's sometimes complicated. Sure.
Sure. What about time? Because an accident happens in a split second. The farmer really needs to get back on the job, feels like they know what they need, and yet it takes time to go through the application and the steps to getting that assistance. How do you keep that moving or realize, you know, the barriers with time?
Yeah, that is very difficult, and that's a great point. The farm doesn't stop. They need to be able to work or generate the work or have it done. In terms of a person applying for our program, we typically can do a farm site assessment, and we recognize the need of time and can usually meet them within a week or so and get out to that farm pretty shortly.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing that we talk about frequently with the Division of Vocational Rehab. If they are supporting that farm, in terms of moving the case forward and just getting that done as quickly as possible.
Jeff, thank you so much for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Jeff Crotawill, Program Director of Easter Seals Wisconsin Farm Program. We have a link to AgriAbility of Wisconsin at WPR.org/mornings. News update is next. Stay with us here on the Ideas Network.